We were up to the year 2187. You remember there was Shem and his grandson Aver, and they both had a yeshiva in which they taught about monotheism, and Yaakov Avinu went to learn there. Now in the year 2187, Aver passed away. Excuse me?
How did he know about it?
How did who know about what?
Yaakov know about the yeshiva?
I don't know. Maybe because his parents went there, Yitzchak and Avram. Aver merited to see 8 generations, and when Yaakov heard that Aver passed away, he was saddened, and he eulogized him, and he mourned over him for a long period. The next year, Esav's wife, Basmas, the daughter of Yishmael, had a son, and Esav named him Reuel. And that was the third year Yaakov was in Haran. The following year, Lavan had sons. Ordinarily, I mean, until Yaakov came, Lavan only had daughters, right? And now that Yaakov was living by him, so it's the fourth year Yaakov's there, and Lavan starts having sons. So his firstborn is called Beor, his second one is Aliv, his third one is Mirosh, and he starts prospering and having wealth. We go on to the next year. Yaakov is already working 5 years. Esav's wife, Yehudit Bat Be'eri, passes away in Canaan. And she only had girls, she had no sons. Her eldest daughter was Malzit, her youngest daughter was Puit, and Esav went off to Seir to live over there. Esav's wife, Yehudit Bat Be'eri.
That was the Ishmaelites, right?
No, that wasn't. That was the Yehudit was his other wife. He had a wife, Bosmat Bat Ishmael. His first wife was Yehudit Bat Be'eri. Right. Esav then marries Oholivama Batana Bat Zivon, and this is Yaakov's 6th year by Lavan, and she bears him 3 children, Yeush, Ya'alam, and Korach. And he becomes very wealthy, and he starts having fights with the shepherds, his shepherds and the Canaanite shepherds, and it erupts into a war. And so Esav decides he's had it, he packs his goods, and leaves out to the land of Seir. But every so often, like once a month, he'd come visit his father and mother and he's take care of them, see what they need. Esav marries into the Chori, and he starts having his children marry into the Seir family and the Chori family. His eldest daughter, Malzit, he gives to Ana Bat Zivon, his sister-in-law, and he gives Puit to Etzer Bat Bilhan, and he starts having a huge tribe. Because he marries into all these families. He has many wives. He marries into all these families. We hit the 7th year, 2192. And Yaakov finishes his work for Lavan and he says, give me my wife. And Rachel and Leah were twin sisters. Yaakov is 84 years old. Rachel and Leah are now 22 years old. Meaning they were 15 when he came. And Yaakov was 84. So there he was. Correct. And we know what happened then. So we'll pick up here, Bezachim, next time.